everyone. It's your host, Megan.
And your co-host, McKinley.
And welcome back to Mickey Ears
and Butterbeer.
Welcome back, everyone. It's been a while since we did a podcast, but a lot of things have been going on and we've been extremely busy, and I can go into more details about that on another episode. But on this episode, I am lucky to have Jenna Williamson back again.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here. And I'm really excited to talk about our topic today because summer is right around the corner.
It is. This week has been so hot here. Where are you at right now, by the way?
Yeah, I actually just got home from Florida yesterday. So I am back in Wisconsin right now. But our trip in, May is normally semi-temperate, was definitely warmer than usual, that even the locals were saying that it's going to be a hot summer.
It is. So that brings us to this topic. We are going to talk about beating the heat at both Universal and Disney. Some of the tips and tricks and stuff I feel like you can kind of do at both Universal and Disney. So I thought it would be good when we talk about it, just to let everyone know that we can use this at both parks.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere that's warm. And I think something that you can speak a little bit more to than I can, Megan, is about the humidity, because you guys have some fair humidity in Kentucky. Can you give me like your take on that and how to work around that as we talk about like the South?
Yes, exactly. So in Kentucky, so it sounds funny, but I judge it off of how big my hair gets.
That's great.
When it is hot in Kentucky, my hair kind of grows and does get frizzy. But when I am in Florida, it grows 10 times more than it does in Kentucky. It is very dry. I have to bring like all kinds of oils and certain things, like Disney and Universal. They do a great job at supplying shampoo and conditioner, but I have to bring my own conditioner that I know weighs my hair down more because the humidity is horrible.
Yeah, I always joke around that my hair ends up looking like Albert Einstein by the end of the day. And I am a firm like ponytail wearer, but I get it all over the place. And it's just like a frizzy mess from that humidity. And it just makes it feel so much more hot and wet outside.
It does. And when I'm back at home, I can wear my hair down in the summertime and I'll be hot, but not too bad. But when I am in Florida, my hair isn't a ponytail. It has to. I have that thick hair. So just getting your hair up off your neck, I feel like makes such a difference if you're a girl being in Florida.
Yeah, no, I would agree. The people wearing their hair down, I just want to like hand out free hair twisties all day and be like, this will help so much. You're going to feel so much cooler. But I think that's like such a good transition too. There's a lot of tools out there to help you feel cooler, even when it's hot out in the summertime.
There is. And that's a lot of cheap stuff too, that you just don't think of until you're in the park and you see it and you're like, why didn't I bring something like that? Like something simple. I love, I actually got one recently at the Best in Northern Kentucky event. It's this little, like you plug it in where you would charge your cell phone, and it's a little mini fan and you just hold it up and it goes off of your cell phone. So it's awesome. That, and even the handheld fans, I think personally, like when you're waiting in line, makes such a difference.
Yeah, I made a recent purchase for one of those like nice neck fans that literally wraps around your neck. And it works really well. I was super worried about my hair getting tangled in it, but I haven't had any issues. And it just helps you kind of stay cool throughout the day. And I also love there's so many different designs out there for fans, but the clip-on fans for strollers, or if you're a scooter user, like all of those can be such a great tool to help kids and adults stay cool throughout the day.
Yes. So my grandma, actually, we were trying to find a clip-on fan for the scooter. And if you look up like scooter fans, they are so expensive. But if you look up baby stroller fans, which is literally the same thing, but they categorize it different, it's so much cheaper and it's literally the same exact thing. So that's one thing we got around making it cheaper for her when we went.
That is so smart. And I recommend taking a camping size fan, those smaller fans, even on like cruises with you during the summer. They're just nice to have. The handheld fan, the battery operated, or the ones that you can charge with a USB are a steal and a great way to stay cooler.
Yes. And you mentioned the fans that go around your neck, which also you can do the, I think what they call them, coolie towels, where you get them wet or you freeze them. That's also great. And we just keep it in a Ziploc baggie, so that way our bag doesn't get wet with the towel. And it's so easy, like when you go get food or anything, just ask for a cup of water and dip that towel in there. And even if you use it just to wipe your face, it is so much cooler and it doesn't get like a napkin gets fuzzies and stuff like that on you. So that's something we always bring as well.
That's so smart. We were recently doing photos in the Orlando area, and I didn't even know they made these, but they make hankies specifically designed for sweat too. And they're very small. So kind of like the cooling towels, but not, you don't have to get them wet. They just help kind of dab off that perspiration without messing up any makeup or anything along those lines. So those are nice to have on hand too.
Definitely, because I know, I mean, I go all the time and I'm constantly taking pictures. And that's the
Yes.
last thing I want is for people to see sweat dripping down.
Right. And especially if you're using one of the, the photo packages that either Universal or Disney offers as well, like you want those family photos to look somewhat decent, even when it's hot or warmer out than it is in the fall time.
Exactly. Which also, if you're wanting to get the cool picture at Universal or Disney, I suggest you doing it early in the morning. For one, that's when everybody will look the best. It'll be the least crowded. And the way the sun sets is different compared to in the middle of the day. The sun is so bright, and a lot of pictures won't even show up good.
That's such a good transition too, because those morning photos or the photos later in the evening after you've taken a midday break to avoid the heat are prime times. So that's such a good tip too, is like being okay with saying, hey, from noon to three is going to be scorching out. Like, let's go take a nap, refresh ourselves for the day, grab a meal, and then come back later to get better photos or pictures.
Which is a huge reason we like staying on property because the convenience of
Yes.
being able to go back and do that is huge. And not only that, but you're not getting into a hot car. All the transportation is air conditioned, or if you're on the boat, I mean, the breeze is perfect. So just having that convenience of being able to go back and do that, or if you even have kids and want to go back and go swimming, I mean, that's a huge way that we would cool down. McKinley would always go back, go swimming, and me and Kyle would take turns while we shower for the evening or vice versa, and just relax.
Yes, the relaxation piece is so important too. I think a lot of times, especially with our theme park trips, we get into this like hazard of I want to do everything, see everything, I have to get everything in, but it's all supposed to be a break. So building in that time to take that break and hydrate while you're doing it, eat a snack or some food, and then get some AC is all worth doing.
Well, it definitely makes it more enjoyable because I'm one of those people. I mean, I go all the time and I'm still, we have to get in as many hours as
Yep.
possible. Go, go, go. Like, I don't stop and I don't want to stop. But when we make ourselves go back and rest, or if we make ourselves have a rest or a pool day, I am enjoying it so much more. I'm not hurting nearly as much my legs and my feet. And I usually end up getting a headache from the heat and just constant go, go, go. And honestly, being overstimulated
Right.
constantly. So even as someone who wants to get every nickel and dime and get every hour out of the trip, it's not enjoyable. Like, it makes such a difference just going back and taking that time out break from everything going on.
Right. And like you want to enjoy the resort you're in too. So many times I think we're out of there, and there are so many great options in your resorts if you're staying on site. There's activities going on, the pool, there's food to try. And it's just taking that extra day or that little bit of time during the day can really help it be like a better vacation. And I think about me, I'm like, gonna go all day long, but have you ever met me when I'm hangry? I am not a person to be around. Like, I am not a person. So we always try to build in like a sit-down meal sometime during the day. Most of the parks, they have plenty of options there of all sorts of cuisine. And we build in that time to sit down and actually have a meal or share an appetizer or even just have a few drinks so that we're like within the air conditioning and we're taking that break and then no one's cranky for the rest of the afternoon.
Yes, that is huge. So we actually, what we'll do is we'll have like a really light breakfast, or I'll have Amazon delivery bring like granola bars and fruit.
Smart.
And then we will not have our lunch slash dinner till 2, 3 o'clock when it's like the hottest time of the day. That way we're sitting down in the air where the meals at Disney are crazy. They're huge. They're gonna fill you up. And then we're saving money that way also. And then later, if we're hungry, we'll go ahead and like do another sit down, or most of the time we're just finding a snack, keep
Yep.
getting snacks. So it's saving money, and it's also getting us out of the heat at the same time.
Yeah. And it's so great. Both, all the theme parks down there allow you to share meals. So there's no deterrent, especially because, like you said, the portions are large. And you can always order off the kids' meal too if you're looking for something lighter or a more fiscally responsible option. So there's a lot of variety there. And it's a good way to, like you said, build in stomach space that you still get to have all the good snacks in the evening too.
And a lot of the sit downs, they are so detailed. It's not like you're just going to a Cheddar's or a
Right.
Applebee's. Like it is, they're all about Disney. So there's so many little hidden details that if you just sit and look around, like there's nothing boring there. So some people be like, oh, I don't want to sit and waste time. It's really not. It's all an experience in itself still. And
Oh, yeah.
speaking of food with the heat, ice cream is everywhere you look. So
So true.
that is the best way to cool down. Which, when I eat ice cream, I am extremely thirsty afterwards for some reason. So it actually makes me end up drinking more too, which is so important. Like everyone, even cast members, are like, get your water and drink, 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 because so many people make the mistake and barely drink, and you're gonna get a headache, you're gonna get sick, or you could pass out.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned, the headaches earlier in the day too. I always find myself in the habit of like I don't drink and then I sit down for a meal and all of a sudden I'm like 4 glasses of water in because I'm trying to catch up from the rest of the day, but I still get those headaches. Like you need to be drinking way more water than you think throughout the day. And if you're a soda person or an iced tea person or a coffee person, you still need to make that effort to get that water in there or some like electrolytes or Powerade or Gatorade. Just so that you're getting some fluids in there that aren't all caffeine based.
And if it's not open, Disney will and Universal let you bring drinks like that in, like Gatorade and stuff.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to have like a big, heavy drink in your bag, bring the liquid IVs in a water bottle. You can fill up water for free everywhere. They can't tell you you can't have water, and it's always ice water. So bring an empty water bottle, fill it up there.
Yeah, I want to give it a shout out to like two new things that I, or one new thing and one old thing. So, the new thing I noticed is Disney just updated the My Disney Experience app where you can now find water refill stations in the app. So, the same way you could look up locations for bathrooms, you can find the location now for all the refill stations. So, that's really great. And then the kind of older tip, both theme parks down there, Universal and Disney, if you purchase water in the merchandise stores. So, not a quick service location, not a kiosk, but in the merchandise stores, if you have any sort of discount, whether that's annual pass or a credit card discount, it will apply to that water that you've bought in the merchandise stores too. So, it's kind of a nice little workaround if you're looking to save a few pennies here or there.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't even know that. I
Yeah,
think
it's
that's awesome
my
about the
favorite
app
hack.
too.
Yeah, me too. I love both updates. They're so good.
Well, I feel like with Genie Plus and just the wait times, you're going to be on the app. Like there's no getting around. You're going to be on that app. So having that conveniently, that's awesome.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And using those apps to stay updated with what's going on in the park too is a great way to find activities that may be a little bit more obscure or off the beaten path where you can like sit in the shade for a parade or, find a show or a performance that's happening over here that's shaded and has fans moving. So using that to look beyond just the attractions and find some of those things going on in the park that are more unique is a great way to use the app too.
Yes, definitely. We try to do, see that 3 to 5 o'clock, that's usually when it's the hottest when we're there. So we're always trying to plan ahead of what indoor or even outside, like shaded, like you said, especially like when we go to Hollywood Studios, Toy Story Land, there is not much shade at
Right.
all. And those rides are very popular. So especially like Slinky Dog, you could be in direct sun for a very long time. So just pre-planning ahead of time of which also if you stay on property, and even if you don't stay on property with using a travel agent like us, you can get into Universal for their early park hours. They're taking advantage of that. And like if you go to Hollywood, say, I'm going to Slinky Dog right away before it gets hot. So really just planning out. And I feel like having a travel agent, we kind of give that advice of like, hey, you guys, you can do whatever you want to do, but here's how we would do it, and here's why. I feel like just having that knowledge of knowing which things to knock out first makes such a difference.
No, I totally agree. And I was recently speaking with one of our other agents on our team about the park conditions being so different too. Like you said, Hollywood Studios, specifically around Toy Story, doesn't have a ton of shade because you're supposed to be in Andy's backyard. You know, you're a toy there. That's really part of the theming. But we were also talking about like how Animal Kingdom kind of gets a little bit of that rainforest effect from having all the foliage there. So there's a lot of shade, but you're trapping in some of that humidity. So it feels hotter. And you know, it's something to consider. And like you said, a travel agent who works especially with Universal and Disney is going to be able to give you that knowledge that you might not have, or have those discussions so you can plan your day a little bit better around the forecasted weather.
Yes. And also my grandma has been with me 2 times now, and she always does
Oh,
take a
so fun.
scooter.
Yeah.
So I love when she goes. She has an absolute blast. But even with getting her scooter, we always make sure she has one that has a shade. Because, I mean, honestly, not even just summer, especially summer is the most important, but any time of the year, having that shade, especially over someone who's older, so that sun is not hitting directly on their head, makes such a difference. So with strollers, even, make sure it has a good shade, which that's something also we can book for clients is strollers and scooters. And that is one thing, like I use the Buena Vista scooter rental for my grandma and other clients. Oh, I love them. I think they are the best. But one thing I always suggest is paying that extra for that little canopy tent because it makes such a difference.
I agree. I actually, on my very most recent trip, took a UV lined umbrella with me. So the inside of the umbrella was completely blacked out, but it made my day so much easier just to have an umbrella when you're standing in line or when you're out in, you know, waiting for the bus or something to kind of give you that little bit of shade. And like you said, the strollers and scooters that have those built in, it's such a good like asset because it makes such a difference. You wouldn't think it, but it really does. That little bit of shade makes a huge difference in how you feel while you're out there.
It does, and everybody's doing it. So I wouldn't feel embarrassed at all about having an
Nope.
umbrella or having anything because literally so many people are doing it because the sun there, it's just so hot. And if you get sunburnt, you can get sun poison, you can get anything, and that will just ruin your trip. So having that, and I'm not a hat person at all. I'm not a hat
Me neither.
girly, but when I am there, I wear hats constantly just because I have to get something on my face. And I'm actually looking into getting. I don't even know what kind of hat it is. It's the kind that like goes all the way around. Is that
Yeah.
what they call those? It's like a camper. It reminds me of like someone going camping or fishing, fisherman
We were
hat.
just looking at those. Yeah, the like bucket hats that go fully
Yes.
around your head. Yeah. And actually, I saw someone there recently who had like their pins for pin trading on them. And I'm like, you took this to a whole new level. I love it.
I love that.
Yeah. So no, hats are so important. And like you said, people don't worry about what you look like when you're there. Like it is hot. Everyone is hot. My closest friend's a Floridian, and she told me like once you embrace that everyone's hot, you feel less like self-conscious about yourself. So just like embrace that. Use lots of sunscreen. I'm an easy burner. Take aloe with you. Like be prepared and be consistent with it because it's so important while you're there.
Yes, and also invest in sunscreen. It's made for your scalp. It's actually made for babies who have thin hair. So it's usually in the baby section, but it's scalp spray and it doesn't make your hair greasy because the top of my head burns all the time if my hair's down or if I have a part at all. That has been a game changer, as well as chapstick that has
Oh yes.
sunscreen in it. So
Yep, I
I
am
do not
team
go anywhere
chapstick.
without those.
That is so
I
smart. And I didn't even think about like the hairline, you know? Like I know my hairline gets burnt and my part gets burnt, but I never thought about looking for like baby coverage.
So I have blonde hair and McKinley has blonde hair. So when we put sunscreen in our hair, for one, it looks greasy, or you
Yep.
have that big white streak going down your head.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to find, and our scalps burn. And when her scalp burns, she'll be miserable for days because you can't even brush her hair because it hurts so bad. So we invested in that scalp sunscreen a couple of years ago, and I love it. We use it constantly all the time now, but especially when we're there because Florida weather, I don't feel like there's much cloud coverage unless it's going to storm because rain, I mean, it does pop up, but it
Yep.
doesn't necessarily cool down. It kind of makes it more like humid and muggy.
No, I agree. It like cools down for a cute minute and you get all excited about it and then it comes right back.
Yes.
It's such a tease. But my last trip too, I was on a medication that had a sun restriction on it. So I recently bought some long sleeve like UV protection, like you would wear if you were surfing or swimming or snorkeling. And I was really worried about being super hot in that. And I actually found the material that it's made of is very thin and super breathable. I didn't have any issues. So if you're not a person who loves sunscreen everywhere, you could buy some of those like longer sleeve shirts and that thin UV protection material, and it works really well as well.
My dermatologist actually recommend it. I think it's Koolubar is the brand. And I have the long sleeves and I actually wore it in Arizona, which is a lot hotter in
Oh,
June
yeah.
and humid. And I felt like I had on short sleeves. Like it, you couldn't even tell at all.
Yeah, no, I was so surprised by it too. And as we're having this conversation, I don't want people to think that going in June, July, and August to the Orlando area or somewhere in the South is going to be completely unbearable because it's not. It's a lot like playing Frogger between air conditioning all day. So you're hopping from queue line to show to store to the bus. And yeah, there's spurts of heat and sun, and we want you to be mindful of that, but you're still going to have a great time. And there's plenty of ways to keep yourself cool throughout that trip.
Exactly. Like you said, I mean, we go every single summer just about because with Kyle being a teacher and McKinley in school, it's what works
Yeah.
best. It doesn't deter us away at all. You just have to be smart about it. You have
Yep.
to drink the extra water, take the breaks when you can. I mean, if you just follow simple rules like this, or not even rules, simple guidelines, it'll make your trip so much more fun. And in the summertime, I feel like it's not as crazy crowded compared to around holiday season. So, which that's hit or miss every year, but the last few years I felt like it was not as crowded compared to going in October or December. So you can take advantage of that too and get so much more in, ride so much, not be in lines as much and all of that.
No,
And
I
then
completely agree. And like I said, getting back to the pool too and relaxing, building in that vacation. Also, we should mention there's plenty of water parks in the Orlando area too. So work with your travel agent and build in a day to go visit the water park in the area. Like both
yes.
Disney and Universal have those options available, along with SeaWorld being down there, Aquatica. You got lots of choices.
Exactly. Which I have to say that Volcano Bay is hands down, in my opinion, the best water park when you're there. The Universal, I think, definitely takes the win on best water parks, and they have the best drinks there at the water park, unique drinks and food. I think, like, once you go there, you'll probably fit that into every single trip when you go to Florida.
I do love Volcano Bay, but you know what wins me over? The mini donuts at Typhoon Lagoon. They are like mini handmade hot sugar donuts. I do not know why they are so good. They are phenomenal and I love them there.
I have never had, I wouldn't have thought to get donuts there.
Me neither. Me either. Why would I get donuts at a water park? I have no idea, but they are so good. And they're like you sit there and you just like munch on them. They normally serve them in like a sand pail too, so it's really fun if you have kids. They have a toy to play with
Oh,
afterwards.
that's
Yeah.
just cute.
I know, but
Another
I do love Volcano Bay.
another huge thing that we like doing, especially in the summertime, is going to Beaches and Cream. So we can make a reservation there and they have like diner type food. So like they have like the grilled cheese or Reuben or cheeseburger, something like that. But then the desserts that they have are amazing. They have like a kitchen sink, which is all kinds of ice cream filled into it, and it's like Mickey or Minnie themed, and then you get a souvenir when you go home. So there's lots of options of like ice cream places that you can fit into your trip. Like for one, you're getting out of the heat. And then you're eating the ice cream to cool down. And every time we go, Beaches and Cream is on our list. So
They make
that's
it
always
such a
like the
like big experience when you're there too, especially if you're ordering that kitchen sink. There's like a whole celebration that comes with it.
Yes. And I would suggest if anyone is wanting to go this summer, it's basically at least around here, the last day of school is Thursday. So we're basically in summer now. So I
Yep.
suggest booking as soon as possible, or even if you're thinking about next summer, we can get that book now. It's only $200 down to secure for a Disney vacation, and then you can make payments along the way. Same with Universal. It's only a percentage down, and then you have a whole year to make those payments. So you're not getting slammed out once. So I highly, highly suggest taking advantage and reaching out to your travel agent and booking those trips way ahead of time.
Yeah, that is a great recommendation. It's also going to give you the most options to be selective with where you want to stay and what pools you want to have access to and getting your tickets in advance. And then you get to build that whole enthusiasm and excitement until now in that vacation. So if we're going this summer, we need to get on it now. It's time. And if you're going next summer, we are here for it too. It gives you more time to plan and be picky about what you want to do.
Exactly. And you mentioned being picky for like next summer. The pools, every single pool is different.
Oh,
So
yeah.
having a travel agent being able to break that down to show you what the difference is, that could completely change your mind and want you to either upgrade or stay at one of the lower resorts, really depending on what's best for you and your family. So taking advantage of that is huge. And we also are booking a lot for spring break right now. The schools around here announce their calendar dates. So with cruises or like Disney, Universal, or any type of vacation, really, we have the dates, so we're taking advantage of it and we're booking it now. And then a lot of people don't realize, say a promotion or something comes out months from now after they already have it booked. Being their travel agent, we're able to go in there and make all those changes without them probably even knowing it because we get notice ahead of time and probably making the changes while they're still sleeping. And that's an awesome email to wake up to of, hey, they had this promotion. I applied it to your package. You now have this much money off of your resort.
Yeah, that is a great point. And I know we're talking about like beating the heat here today, and we're talking about the Orlando area, but so much of this and the travel agent value goes beyond just Orlando vacations. So if you're doing a summertime beach vacation, we are here to help with hotel bookings, local area attractions. We're also here to help with the cruises and kind of getting you involved with that. And then, like Megan said, monitoring for promotions is really a big part of what we do, along with providing tips and tricks along the way and making sure that we're meeting your needs throughout the vacation. So we are here to help, regardless if it's summer heat or any time of year.
Exactly. And if it's Orlando area or anywhere else, like you said, Jenna, I mean, we can do Marriott. So if you just want a weekend getaway, literally we can help take care of all of that for you.
Yeah, all inclusives, all of it. We're here for you. So
Yes.
make sure you tap into us. We're here for to be a resource to you and help you with the planning from beginning to end. We want to make it as simple as possible.
So Jenna and I actually started creating a list last night of future episodes that we are going to be airing on Friday mornings now. So I am going to be putting stuff on social media if there's also certain requests, but we have pretty decent list going that I'm excited, so excited to have you doing these with me. My
Yeah.
little sidekick McKinley has been super busy into the school year, soccer. Constantly traveling for soccer, which being a travel agent helps with that.
True.
And she has a lot going on. So having Jenna, who's also a travel agent on the same team as me, is great because you're not only going to get Kyle and my perspective by using us, but you're also going to get Jenna's perspective. So being able to hear both perspectives and sometimes getting other people involved too, this is huge. And I feel like will be such a benefit for everybody.
Yeah, and I love that we have such a good team too. And working with you, we have all these people to bounce ideas off of and a whole network of resources available. So I would say too, if anyone's listening and you have a topic you would love for Megan to cover or me to cover or us to talk about, please send it our way. Like, we are here to help bounce ideas off and get that information to you as easily as possible.
And I feel like too, we have our own special things that
Oh,
where
yeah.
we go above and beyond, or could book within our sleep, honestly. Like when I think of you, I think of Virgin Voyages right away. Like you are the person, if I have any types of questions, that's who I'm going to, which I still need to do one of those with you.
Let's get on
We
it.
can add that to our 10-page list of trips we have
Yes.
planned.
Exactly. That's our biggest hazard. We just are planning to go everywhere because we want to experience everything and get that info out there.
Yes. And I know we're Mickey ears and butterbeer, but I really do want to start diving more into Virgin Voyages or talking about the different Marriott hotels you can book and Royal and Princess and all the different and Sandals. There's all kinds of different things that we're going to be digging into more this summer. So I'm super excited to share with everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Did you have any last minute like summer tips or thoughts before we get off of here today?
Book the trip.
Book the trip. I
Definitely think.
agree. Yes, that's such good advice.
I feel like the older I get, it's always, oh my gosh, where did the month of May go? Or oh my gosh, where did that whole last year go? Just book the trip. Do it in advance. That way you have something to look forward to. You can make payments. But that would be my biggest advice. What about you?
No, I agree with that so much. Like the book the trip mentality. I also like really love the idea that adventure can be anywhere. So if you're doing something local, you know, tap into the resources there too. Like travel agents aren't just for big destinations. We want to help you with the local trips too. Like you said, we work with hotel chains, we work with local areas. So use us for all the resources. Don't wait just for the big things. We're here for you.
Exactly. All right, Jenna. Well, thank you. And we'll be on here next week with an all new episode. So this is going to be dropped on Friday, and we're going to work ahead and start some more for everybody.
Sounds great. Thanks, Megan.
Bye.
Bye.